The Pima County Tucson Women's Commission was created 33 years ago to help women achieve equal opportunity in all aspects of life, taking positive action to expose, eliminate, and prevent the practice of discrimination against women. A few months ago, this venerable women's organization made history when it elected a man named Michael Mandel to be its new chairperson. While some applaud his election as an act of non-discrimination based on gender, others wonder if it's a good thing when men assume leadership roles in women's organizations. Laura Markowitz has the story.
Antigone Bookstore brightens the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. Tucson's only self-described bookstore with a feminist slant has been open since 1973. Those were the days of the second wave of the women's movement. Bras had been burned, Ms. Magazine was on the newsstands, and Little League was on the brink of letting girls play ball. One of the biggest differences in the women's movement today is that many women's rights organizations these days not only include men, but they're led by men. For example, the head of the Women's Studies Department at Northern Arizona University was a man. The president of Arizona's Planned Parenthood is a man. And the newly elected chair of the Pima County Tucson Women's Commission is a man. At Antigone's on a Monday afternoon, during a random survey, shoppers and staff raised eyebrows in surprise at the news that a man is running the Women's Commission.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think that everyone has an insight, so we should probably value everyone's insight as long as he's being a fair and cooperative and open-minded leader.
I believe in feminism, and feminism says if it's the best person for the job, it's the best person for the job.
Well, I think it's good to have lots of viewpoints, yes. Maybe to bring some men in on our side.
One might look a little askance at that, but I guess it depends on the man.
In this case, the man elected to chair the Women's Commission is Michael Mandel. He was born 4 years after Antigone opened its doors. He graduated from a small liberal arts college in upstate New York and went to work at a rape crisis center. He moved to Tucson in 2002 and worked for the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault and then for Planned Parenthood. He was appointed to the Women's Commission in 2004 by Councilwoman Shirley Scott, and 5 years later, he was unanimously elected chairperson of the Women's Commission.
The person who was most reluctant to have a man chair the Women's Commission was actually me. We had conversations in the executive committee before I put my name forward, and we were looking around the table and nobody else was stepping forward. We have a lot of new commissioners, so not everybody felt comfortable stepping forward at that point. Next to our previous chair, I was the next longest serving commissioner. It just made sense organizationally, but I was concerned, and I anticipated a backlash in the community. There's some symbolism attached to this, and I didn't want to offend, and I didn't want to make them upset. So we had some very honest discussions during executive committee meetings about this.
Mandel can't really say why he became so passionate about women's rights. He offers the fact that he comes from a family of strong women, but even he shakes his head as he says this because it doesn't quite explain it.
I'm a dude, I'm a gay dude, so, you know, why on earth would I be interested in women at all? As much as a white guy can understand oppression, I think I get it, and I think, like anyone else, I don't like when I see injustice, and I believe very strongly in using what privilege I have. And, you know, as a white man, I have a lot of privilege, and I have an obligation, I have a duty to speak up and use some of that privilege to help level the playing field.
The head of the University of Arizona's Women's Studies Department, Laura Briggs, is open-minded when it comes to including men in women's organizations. 2 years ago, she hired the Women's Studies Department's first tenure-track male faculty member. But she understands why some women may have initial skepticism about men being true feminist allies.
For some men, they get a lot of credit for doing anything remotely sort of feminist. And I think that we know in our gut, when we're in the presence of a poser who wants Father of the Year award for changing one diaper, and people who are really there day in and day out, willing to do the work. increasingly, I feel like whoever wants to do the work of feminism, whoever is willing to put an oar in the water and haul on women's issues and feminist issues, I want to support them.
Not every women's organization is open to male leadership. The YWCA of Tucson was the first in the country to allow men to join, but their bylaws ensure that leadership roles will only go to women. Tim Wernette was one of the first men to serve on Tucson's YWCA board of directors, and he approves of the policy.
Traditionally, men have been the leaders of organizations, no matter what, political, economic, businesses, and government. I think it's important for women to be leaders in all kinds of organizations, but especially of women's organizations.
Michael Mandel realizes that he may make mistakes, but Mandel is focusing on what he wants to accomplish during his tenure as chair. One of those agenda items is working for equal pay for women in Pima County, where they earn only 81 cents to the dollar that a man earns doing the same job.
I certainly won't be happy, and I know the commission won't be happy until it's 100%.
The bottom line for him is that he was willing to step up and take on this volunteer role when no woman was willing to do it. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Laura Markowitz.